You are listening to Concert Blast.
Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast here at the REO Speedwagon Concert.
My name is Nelson Merritt. I'm from Lebanon, Tennessee, and we are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Karen Dye. I'm from Hendersonville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Carolyn Wall from Mount Juliet, and you're listening to the Concert Blast.
This is Larry Pritchett, and I'm from Madison, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Crystal Miller, and I'm from Goodsville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Becky from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Tiffany from Charleston, South Carolina, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Andy, and I'm from Munster, Indiana, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Randy Cantor. You're listening to Concert Blast, and these guys rock.
I'm Johnny Mayhem.
And I'm Lisa Mayhem.
And we're from Brookville, Tennessee.
And we're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook
and Mike Arnold. How are you, everybody?
Yeah, we're doing good. We got a guest in the house tonight.
Oh, who is that guest?
Who is this guest? It would be Michael Fulgham.
He's back again.
He's back again. Hey, we can't get rid of him, can we?
Well, he just loves music as much as we do. And
that's right.
Besides, he's got a lifetime pass for growing up with us. How's that?
That's very true. That's exactly right.
He's still trying to live that one down.
First time. We're here tonight to see who?
REO Speedwagon.
Yes, sir. Kevin and the boys got to crank up the stage tonight. We've seen REO so many times in our life. It's unreal. We've seen them. I've seen them at Starwood. I've seen them at Municipal Auditorium opening. I've seen them headlining. We've seen them at Harmony's Landing.
Yeah.
And if you listen to our surprise shows, you'll hear all about what happened at the Harmony's Landing show, as well as our live albums show that
there
we did.
There you go. That's exactly right.
So we have some good music discussions that you're going to hear some stories about us that happen out there when we attend the different concerts.
You remember that. I remember that very well.
Mike Fulton was there with us and several others. We had a bunch of people that day, but that was so much fun.
It really was.
For those who don't know, we'll just tell you real quick. A big storm came, and they were playing Riding the Storm out. Electricity went out. Everybody was singing.
On the encore now.
This the storm was coming down. It was raining, as you would say in the South, cats and dogs.
That's right.
And we didn't care.
No.
By the time we got home, the sun came out.
Exactly. And
that the night we slept in the parking lot.
Which night was that now?
But anyway, we're here tonight to relive some of our memories from the 70s and 80s as Kevin Cronin and the band hits the stage for REO Speedwagon.
Hey, Mike, you forgot to mention how many years it's been since we've seen REO Speedwagon.
I've seen them about 8 years ago. When's the last time you?
I'd say about 15.
I'd say it was probably 25.
I was only about 4. I don't remember.
Yeah, so, but hey, we're looking forward to this, aren't we?
Yes, we are, man. I tell you what, you can tell the crowd is ready for REO. There's a lot of energy in the crowd, and I think they're ready to see them.
Let's try to find some people to talk to us.
I got these people right here.
Sharing the table with us right here.
That's right. Tell us your name, where you're from.
I'm from Lebanon. My name is Nelson.
Wow, Nelson, who are you here with, Nelson?
My girl, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
How are you? Okay, you gotta tell us your two favorite REO Speedwagon songs, each of you.
One is Riding the Storm Out, and the other one is... I have to hear them. I don't know the name.
There's a lot of hits there,
okay,
for sure.
We're talking 20 years ago, people.
This is true. 20 years.
We're not saying anything's wrong with your mind now, are we?
No.
It's all there.
All right, thanks for talking to us. Okay, looks like I think we got the biggest fans with their mouths full here. And they're laughing, too. I think Tracy, right?
Yes, Tracy.
Where are you from, Tracy?
From Cave City, Kentucky.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Name three of your favorite songs by REO Speedwagon.
Time for Me to Fly, Take It on the Run, and Roll with the Changes.
You have to check out the set list here. You saw it earlier, didn't you?
I did.
And are those songs on there?
Yes, they are.
So I guess you're getting ready for that one, right?
Yes. Time for Me to Fly is my favorite.
There you go. Okay, who are you here with? What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany. And where are you from, Tiffany?
I am from Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Now, do you drive from Chattanooga up here?
No, I live here in Nashville.
Okay. All right. We're going to put you on the spot, too. Can you name three songs? She's shaking her head no. All right. One song.
I'm a newcomer.
A newcomer. Oh.
I'm learning.
That's okay. That'll definitely work.
I do know it's time for me to fly, though.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Dawn, and I'm from Thompson Station.
How about you?
Lori, I'm from Thompson Station.
And you, sir?
My name's John.
From?
Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, big REO fans?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just for about a couple years, though, right?
Yeah, because I'm really young.
You too?
Absolutely.
Hey, so what's your name? Where are you from?
Mary from Franklin.
And your name?
I'm Kelly from Brentwood.
All right, Franklin and Brentwood here. We got a duet. Okay. Do you really know REO Speedwagon?
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, I know Roll with the Changes.
Okay. All right, you ready? Hey, y'all. Y'all got to help us out here. What's some of your favorite songs by REO?
Can't Keep on Loving You.
Gotta Keep on Loving You. What else?
Roll with the Changes.
Oh, of course. What else? How about Riding the Storm Out?
Oh, I saw that in 1974.
Wow, so you do know REO real good.
Yes, I do.
Nice. Can you sing it, though?
No, because I can't.
Yeah, everybody.
I cannot.
All right, we have a sing-along for Riding the Storm Out. Y'all ready?
What's your name? Where are you from?
Karen from Nashville.
And you are here to see who?
REO Speedwagon!
Wow. Tell us when the last time you saw REO Speedwagon.
Can't remember. It's been a while.
Been a while, so I guess there's a little anticipation to see him again, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Tell me your two favorite songs.
Take It on the Run and Time for Me to Fly.
I think they're both on the set list, so you might get to hear them tonight. Who are you here with? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Casey. I'm from Nashville, too.
Now, Casey, you look awful young. I mean, how in the world did you get hooked up with REO Speedwagon?
Actually, my mom, pretty much. I love them, though.
Oh, wow. So I'm assuming you never seen them.
No, I haven't.
I think you're into definitely a great show tonight, we hope.
Awesome.
Good talking to y'all.
Hey, I got a special guest here from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Mr. George Snodgrass, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Mike. How are you?
How you doing,
big guy? I'm doing all right, brother. How are you?
Good to see you guys. Yeah, so you ready for REO Speedwagon?
Yeah, I've been ready. 30 years now.
30 years? When's the last time you seen them?
About 10 years ago. 8 or 10 years ago with Styx. They opened for Styx.
Yeah? But you had a good time, huh?
Yeah, I did. Well, right. I got the tickets from this auditorium seeing them, so yeah.
Oh, man.
A long time ago. Well, Brian, how are you, buddy? Yeah, I was trying to catch y'all's eye through there. It's going to be a great show in here, man.
Got five new songs on this set.
Really?
Got a new album, you know.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys, man. You too.
Hey, man, what's your name?
My name is Homer.
Homer, what are you doing here?
I have no idea.
But you got a green shirt on.
I'm in charge of this mess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It don't look like a mess to me.
We're having a big time. We're going to have a big time tonight.
So everything been cool so far?
It's cool. We're going to have a big time tonight. We're glad y'all came out tonight.
Absolutely,
big
time, man.
This is my fiance, Emily.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Emily from Lebanon, Tennessee.
And you're with who now?
I'm with Homer.
You're with Homer, man. And who else is here with you? What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Rachel. I'm from Louisiana.
Now, you didn't come all the way from Louisiana, did you?
Up here on vacation.
There you go. And come on down to the Wild Horse and see REO Speedwagon. Not bad, huh?
Ooh, I love you, Kevin!
That's cool.
Good deal, man. Enjoy the show, thanks.
Hi, what's your name?
Lisa Mahan.
What you doing, Lisa?
I'm coming to REO Speedwagon.
You like REO Speedwagon?
I love REO Speedwagon. They mean a lot to me. A dear friend of mine died many years ago, and best friend I ever had on earth, and we used to party at REO Speedwagon.
Oh, boy. Hey, what's your name?
Johnny Mahan.
Where are you from, Johnny?
Cookeville, Tennessee.
You must be related to Lisa here.
I must be.
Birthday's tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate it.
All right, now, where y'all from?
Cookeville.
Good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, what's your name? Let me guess. From Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Have you listened to yourself yet?
I have.
We heard it today.
You heard it today?
Yeah.
So tell everybody that you were at the Night Ranger show, now you're at REO.
I'm an REO.
Now, what do you know about REO?
I don't know. I mean, I like them a lot. They're pretty good. A lot of hits.
You're doing a good job. A lot of hits. You like them.
Uh-huh.
All right, do you know Riding the Storm Out?
I do.
Do you know Take It on the Run?
I do.
Take it on the run, baby.
If that's the way you want it, baby.
Then I don't want you around.
Boom, boom. What are you thinking about the Mount Juliet crew here?
Are you harassing the same people all over again?
Huh? All over again. If you're brave enough to come back to this place, then I'm going to harass you one more time. He said he listened to himself today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I listened to myself first time, right? Me too.
Good to see you again, man. Tell everybody your name again.
I'm Garrison Boyd.
Garrison Boyd and Mama. Hey, what's your name?
Larry Pritchett.
Carolyn Wall.
Thank you so much. Good to see you again, Garrison.
I'll be back some more.
All right,
love your podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. Spread the word, everybody.
Notice, Mike, is you got really a mixed crowd. You've got some older people, but you also got a lot of kids and stuff here, too.
Yeah, we just talked to Garrison, who's 15 years old, so they learn from their parents. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Andy. I'm from Indiana, but I go to school here in Nashville.
Where you go to school, buddy?
I go to Vanderbilt.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You're a big REO fan?
I love REO Speedwagon.
All right, brother. Songs.
My favorite is Take It on the Run.
Oh, yeah.
Take it easy, you guys.
Hey.
Check out the show.
Hi, what's your name?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, where you from?
I live in Gullisville.
Gullisville, Tennessee.
That's right.
Hey, are you here to see REO Speedwagon?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's some of your favorite songs about REO Speedwagon?
I don't know. Let Judy tell you.
Judy. Judy knows your mind. I love that.
Keep on loving you and riding the storm out.
You want to do what?
Keep on loving you.
Oh, bless your heart. Does that metal in your mouth hurt?
No.
Been there.
About 7 years.
he's excited about seeing Ario.
Yes, I am.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jen. I'm from Texas, but I live here now.
So what's so excited about Ario Speedway?
They're great music, and they're great stage presence.
There you go.
Have you ever seen them before?
I haven't, yeah. But I'm excited, too.
Here they go, Ario Speedwagon. Boy, we just saw the set of Ario Speedwagon, and what a show.
We saw the show, and I tell you what, it was all good.
Yeah, from beginning to end, man. For the Wild Horse, we had a huge show in here. I mean, a huge show. A stage show, musically, crowd, everything.
The stage setup.
The drummer was way up in the air. You had steps on each side of the drummer to go up there and perform. I tell you, man, then had this compass right there in the middle of the drum set. The whole stage set represents their new CD called Find Your Way Home.
With that compass right underneath the drummer, and then you had on each side, on the left-hand side facing the stage, you had Neil Daughtry's keyboard set up. On the right-hand side, you had the grand piano, which Neil played as well as Kevin Cronin played, and he played it well.
He really did. I mean, he hasn't lost any of his skills.
And Bruce came out there, still got the long hair. That surprised me.
He really does, and I tell you what, man, he's in great shape too, man.
We miss Gary Richrath, though.
Well, Gary's been gone for a while now, man.
Yes,
we gotta let go.
Yes,
gotta let go.
But Dave Amato, he did well tonight.
Yes, he did. Absolutely. And Brian, the drummer, was absolutely fantastic. Not because his name's Brian, because he's a great drummer.
And he actually started the show as he banged into the drum set the intro of one of my favorite Ario Speedwagon songs.
Don't let him go.
Immediately into Heard It From A Friend Who. That was the second song.
Friend Who.
And you heard the second song of the night was Take It On The Run.
You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it. Not far.
Kevin had the most beautiful Ovation black acoustic guitar, did he not? And it sounded wonderful.
What else sounded wonderful is the beginning of this next song, one of our very favorites from a long time ago. He really got our attention from the live album. It is
Keep Pushing.
Song, and I was so thrilled that they played it tonight.
Well, it's great because it's an anthem to keep on going no matter what hits you.
The energy just kept going, and that's what was so thrilling about the whole thing.
During this song was really neat because he talked about the Nashville crowd and how
songwriters and all that stuff, and you could tell that they really enjoyed playing Nashville. It was something special to them.
But he said this night was a night to party.
It's a party. With this next song, Kevin's introduced that, you know, this is one of our new songs off our new CD. He was into the song for maybe 15 seconds, and all of a sudden he turns to the band and says, stop, stop, you know. And we're all going, what's going on, you know, because not like we already know the song. And he said,
I messed up.
Yeah, well, he said other words, but yes.
I like my word better. He messed up.
He started completely over with. That song is
Needed to Fall.
Maybe I need. Come on.
the end of that song, we heard a little recording going in the background. That recording was like some little kids talking and playing, maybe from the Little Rascals. And this song was called
Tough Guys. Surprised to hear that song. I was not planning on hearing that song. It was good to hear it.
I wasn't even thinking about that song because I forgot it.
Neil walked over to the grand piano on this next song. Kevin picked up a microphone by himself with no guitar this time, and they sang the sing-along song,
Can't Fight This Feeling. That's one song that I think really got the crowd going and singing.
Kevin started talking about a little story about when he drinks and he thinks, and it's not a very good combination. A matter of fact, it's the name of this next song, A Dangerous Combination.
I'm talking to myself and it's a dangerous conversation. Baby, you could save me tonight. You could make everything.
Started talking about when they first started doing recording. They were here in Nashville at Columbia in 1972.
On Music Row.
On Music Row, which is still a very, very famous place in town.
Absolutely.
If you've ever been here, you'll know about it in the recording industry. That basically led into the song
Golden Country.
You better stop.
That was unique is he started talking about 50,000 men lost their lives in Vietnam, and then you got our boys over there and women over there fighting right now in Iraq. And then Kevin said, okay guys, we got another new song for you, and that song is
Smiling in the End.
You ain't the first. I've been treated worse. Guess I ought to be more careful choosing my friends. Well, you can leave me cold. I'll recover. Say nasty to think about my mother.
Great song. Good rock song.
I mean, I was impressed.
After that song, David Motto switched to a nice little double neck jobby, I believe. And Kevin got a beautiful 12-string acoustic out. The next song was obviously one of their largest hits, biggest monumental hits, Time for Me to Fly.
Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
The lights dimmed down, and he just started doing this really pretty intro, so we didn't know for sure what it was. Sure enough, Time for Me to Fly.
They kept jamming after this song, and what I really liked was Bruce got up there with Dave, and they just did like a jam session, but Bruce was going off on that bass.
He was going off on that bass, and what I liked about it, they put Bruce front and center, and me and Mike looked at each other, and we're like, okay, we know what's going to happen, and we know what song they're going to do, but they really jammed for a good 3 or 4 minutes before they started the song, and then, of course, Kevin says, okay, Bruce is about to sing the song, and that song is
Back on the Road Again.
I'm back on the road. Maybe I'll see you next time that I'm around. Ooh, tell me the whole
thing about Bruce, I tell you what, he sounded great on that song, too.
I didn't realize how good a player he was.
I didn't either, man. I mean, a lot of lead bass, but his vocals were great on that song, too, and his background vocals on all the songs was wonderful.
Bass is very subtle, but if you watch him play, he's very intricate.
But what I really liked, too, is Kevin walked back over on the piano. As soon as the song ended, he started the first note of this song with Keep On Loving You.
He encouraged everybody to sing, and I tell you what, I think the whole crowd could have sang that song.
Yes, I love the blue lights in the background. That was really nice.
Really set the tone.
Well, basically, on the next song, Kevin stayed where he was at. He was at the piano. You had a couple guys come on stage left, line up at the microphone. You actually had a couple ladies come up on the opposing side. So we knew there was going to be a lot of vocals in this next song.
And that song is Roll With The Changes. Who was singing on stage actually talked to us after the show.
They leave the stage, and this is what it sounded like.
Seats here.
I tell you what, man, everybody's screaming, everybody's on their feet. What do you think, Brian?
Did you notice the drummer's name is Brian, right? Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, let's do it.
You like the show?
Oh, it was wonderful.
You ready for some more?
I'm ready for more.
I definitely want some more. How about you?
I need to hear a couple more songs for sure.
And here comes REO Speedwagon.
There we go. Woo!
The drummer comes out on stage banging his gong with smoke coming out from the gong. Out walks Dave. Neil's on the stage behind the keyboards. Here comes Kevin.
And of course, they come out with the encore. They always come out with, man, Riding the Storm Out.
What surprised me after Riding the Storm Out is when the drums kicked in heavy as a big roll. And then one of my favorite REO Speedwagon songs,
157 Riverside Avenue.
You know what was a bigger surprise was the song after 157 Riverside Avenue.
Well, what happened was they were saying goodnight. The tour manager walks out on stage. He looks at his watch at Kevin, and he points at his watch. He looks at Kevin. He looks at Bruce, and he says, come on, it's time to go. But he's saying, wait a minute, look at these people. And we got louder and louder and louder.
And so they said, one more song, come on, one more song. And then so they said, all right, and he walks off the stage. Kevin picks up his guitar and he starts strumming something very familiar to Tom and me.
Absolutely.
That song is
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria.
At this time, they did leave the stage. It was a fun night altogether. Awesome. We thought so.
We're still on the stage, Mike.
Everybody is on the stage. They're still giving everybody high fives, waving everybody off, pointing at people. They want to greet everybody before they leave, it looks like.
Kevin don't want to walk off, man.
I think we're thrown out about 100 picks.
What's your name?
Hey, Carolyn Wall.
How'd you like the REO Speedwagon tonight?
Great. It was great. Loved it.
What was your favorite part of the show tonight?
Everything. High energy.
What song was your favorite part?
Time for Me to Fly.
Good. Hey, you were singing.
I was.
I got some pictures of you.
Oh, good. Were you?
Yeah. Hey.
I sang on a couple of their albums, so we're old friends, and that's...
Oh, really? What's your name?
I'm Beth Hooker.
Beth Hooker.
Hooker.
You did good up there.
Oh, thank you. It's
yeah.
Fun.
Now, she's singing with REO Speedwagon on Roll with a Chance. Keep on rolling. Come on, do it.
Okay, ready?
Keep on rolling. Keep on rolling. Ooh, changes. That was good. Thank you so much.
What's your favorite REO Speedwagon song tonight?
Oh, the greatest REO Speedwagon song tonight was Gloria.
Since we're on that level, what do you think? Leather pants or not leather pants?
Oh, leather.
GM Asterix shirt or short sleeve black t-shirt?
I like them both.
Did you prefer the daytime Sierra scene or did you prefer the twinkle night Sierra scene?
I like the blue lights.
All right.
Send out.
Blue lights were during Take It on the Run. Pretty good. What about the smoke and the breeze?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
definitely.
A go for.
Definitely.
That was a,
the dry ice.
That was a doable.
Yeah.
Doable.
Strobe lights. All that.
I might hire you one day.
You enjoyed it, though, didn't you?
We did a really good interview.
You played the piano tonight.
I think
you
did.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Randy Cantor. I'm from Philly, then Miami, now Nashville.
Oh, you live here in Nashville now?
We're Concert Blast. All right, Concert Blast. Rocks on!
There you go, man. Hey.
I'm Randy Cantor, and I'm a good friend of Kevin's, and we've worked on many musical endeavors together over the years.
Cool.
I introduced him to his wife, and I'm surprised he doesn't hold that against me.
How do you know Kevin?
I know Kevin since 1988.
How do you meet?
funny part is, my publisher at the time, my music publisher, sent me to write with Kevin. And Kevin, at that point, said, I'm having a big St. Patrick's Day party. You know any girls? And this is Los Angeles, and I'm from Philadelphia. And I said, I know a couple. So I brought my publisher, the girl that sent me to write with him.
Okay.
But he doesn't know her. So I brought her, and they got married.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So, so I ruined his life. Ow, ow.
Yeah,
ow, 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 ow.
Yeah.
Bring Kevin down here to meet us.
I will.
Well, it's time for the basket. What do you think, Brian?
I'll tell you what, guys. The only negative I saw about the show was, I'm going to agree with Mike up front here. Kevin was cussing pretty good out there, brother.
I mean, he never done that in the past.
Not to my knowledge.
I don't remember
but,
that.
I would have unheard like one other song, Say You Love Me or Say Goodnight. But all in all, man, it was a good show. Great set list. I'd go ahead and give it about a 9.2 myself.
You know what? I was really excited about seeing REO. It's been at least 15 years since I've seen them. I was real curious to see how they would perform. One thing that impressed me the most is the energy level that Kevin and the band had. You could tell they enjoyed the show. They really wanted to please the Nashville crowd. They said it over and over again. The background vocals were great. Quality of the musicians were wonderful. Yeah, there's definitely some songs out there that they could have sang, but again, you know, they've got a lot of hits. But again, overall, I would definitely highly recommend the show. I'm going to give it a 9.3.
After looking at the set list again, I have to say that I would have substituted Needed to Fall. I would have taken that out and put in Say You Love Me or Say Goodnight. But I don't know of anything else I would have added to the set list.
Flying Turkey Trot.
Flying Turkey Trot?
Yeah.
But that's Gary Riffcraft, man. You have to admit it.
It don't matter. Dave could do it.
Dave could do it. Dave was really good. Brian was good on the drums. And so was Neil, Bruce, and Kevin. Kevin's voice looked like he was straining, but he did hit all the notes.
He got it, man.
He got all the notes. If so, I would have to say, because of his language, how many was it?
About nine.
About nine different profanities throughout the night, which I don't ever remember them doing that. I didn't come here to see that. I didn't come here to get cussed at. So I have to take a point away immediately.
We don't have to leave home. We can go. Me and Tom can help you out with that at home.
Y'all can cuss me out at home. So, therefore, I will have to turn around and give this show a 8.2.
And, Mike, you're right. I mean, it was a little more excessive than normal. It was more than we definitely used to hearing. And, yes, it was a very good show. But, yeah, Kevin, you don't have to say all that profanity. You really don't.
Well, anything else you want to say about the show?
No, man, it's pretty much the same as it all.
But, hey, guys, send us your opinions, good and bad. We'd love to hear what you've got to say. We want to thank all of our listeners out there for listening to it. Please pass along concertblast.com to all your friends. I also want to say thank you to Mike Fulgham, our special guest. Say something for us, Mike.
Hey, it was a pleasure having you along again. Enjoyed taking the notes for you. And actually, on a blast scale, I'd give it about a 9. You close your eyes. Someone that hadn't seen them for over 25 years, they sounded just like it did.
Yeah, it did, didn't they? It did sound good.
They really did. So, what else you want to say there, Mike?
Well, that's all I got to say. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
And Michael.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.